Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Dark Side of, a wife convicted after a man's body was found in a crawl space. Remains of daughters found buried in a Pennsylvania backyard. Kansas man convicted of illegally performing autopsies. And a suspected serial killer accused of fatally shooting 6 people is arrested. Those stories and more today on The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That it is. Welcome to the program. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download us. And if you would, please support the show. Become a Dark Sider. Get access to advanced episodes. You get access to a final chapter segments and a whole lot more. Just go to Patreon. Use the Patreon app and search Dark Side of. Or go to DarkSidePod.com. $5 a month gets you access to all that stuff. And we greatly appreciate your support. Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of the program. What's up?
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. You?
Yeah, I just got a nice walk in and leaves are falling, but still warm. I think one of the last warm days for quite a while as we're recording this.
Highlight of my day after we record today, going to go buy a steamer.
Yay. Now, like
and
a,
not the steamer you're thinking about, Tony.
Not a Stanley steamer, but a... like a steamer for clothes, right?
You got to ask yourself when you get to a certain age in life where you find victories in purchasing a steamer to get wrinkles out of clothing.
I own one because I don't know the last time I used an iron. And I don't know the last time I actually used the steamer, quite honestly, either. I've been a person, and this is horrible, where like I really try and find like the dress shirts and stuff that are like wrinkle free, quote unquote, where you can spray some of the wrinkle release on it, and that usually does the trick. But I have a couple that I've worn like once and I've thrown in the wash and then it's all super wrinkled and they just kind of sit, and then I just end up going and buying more clothes and never ironing anything.
Yeah, you also can use the dryer as a as an iron.
That does work too. That is a second thought, but it's usually like I gotta get ready right now and it's like I have no time to do any of these things.
And it's a situation where you know that there is an event coming up that you're going to need to have ironed clothes. Maybe it's a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks out. And you could plan for it and iron said things and put yourself in the best position maybe a week out. But, I mean, why not wait till the day of?
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. You know, it's like Christmas shopping on Christmas Day.
You can get great deals, though. Was in the mall the other day as we record this here. On November 10th, that it was a little eerie hearing the Christmas songs. November. Yeah. It's a blur because you think to yourself, did I get them for Christmas? Wait a minute. I haven't seen them since. Hell, everything is so confusing. Yeah. But hopefully it'll be a little bit normal this holiday season so that for future years, there will not be as though you have temporary amnesia thinking, wait a minute, when's the last? But yeah. We're back to good. Hopefully.
Everything still feels weird, like at the stores with Chris. I don't know. This year has been another blur for me. I mean, I've had 2 years that have been utter blurs. I really kind of, I'm hoping, I'm knocking on wood for mica, glass, whatever is around here. Really kind of looking at 2022 as kind of being like, okay, fresh start. Like things are different. Things have changed. You know, we've gone through hell and back a couple trips. And I think we're going to take that off the itinerary. And
Taylor Swift's Feeling 22 will be my motto for the next 365 days.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. It's here we go into another year. It's weird. My daughter just got the vaccine yesterday. And she was like almost crying. She was so happy to be able to get it. It's literally almost been 2 years now since everything really started hitting the fan. Cause it was right after, it was a little bit after Christmas when everything started ramping up. And then it was like Easter when I think right around Easter where the schools started shutting down and everything really just, you know, the world changed. I mean, kind of had that 9/11 type moment. That one day where just everything shut down and crashed, and it's like, fuck, that's 2 years. It feels like it, and it doesn't at the same time. But
it's a situation where I think if you give it deserved time to think about it, you're good. Once you then pass that and start to analyze a bit more, it can become very pick a topic,
yeah,
overwhelming, confusing, aloofness. So yeah, to put a nice little bow on it, heading into the holiday season and then move into next year, there will be a little bit of normal and all the dysfunction that comes with normal. Because if there's not dysfunction, does it really feel normal?
Are you living? If things aren't an utter chaos, I mean, that's the thing. I think we've all been set up right now and conditioned now the last 2 years of like chaos, some more than others, you know, just the circumstances of the world. I've gone through a divorce. I've gone through all of that shit and illnesses. And I mean, it was just one fucking thing after another. And it's like, I'm done. Fucking done with this shit. I mean, I can't control things I can't control, but I don't know. Something's got to give. It just feels like I hope we're on a better path here for next year. Knock on.
I still have some Halloween candy
from the previous year.
Like a couple weeks ago.
We have
varying level of life differences in 2021.
We have a Halloween candy from 2019, I think.
And it's delicious.
Yeah. In the candy corn, I was thinking of sending you a package of that because I know how much you love candy corn.
You're aware the proper steps what do they call it? Consume candy corn?
You throw it away is what you do.
Step number one. Throw it in the garbage.
I like candy corn. I don't like it like the way I used to when I was a kid, but I still like have a piece and be like, okay, I'm good. It's enough. But yeah. Let's go to our first story. A wife convicted after a man's body was found in a crawl space. Good hiding place there. Woman was convicted Thursday of murdering her husband, whose body was found in a storage bin in their Parkway Village home back in 2016. According to Shelby County District Attorney General Amy Reich, the criminal court and the jury took only 17 minutes to convict Lechota Starks Twilley, 43, of first-degree murder for the death of her husband, Waldell Twilley. Waldell Twilley was reported missing from his home on Cottonwood on June 18, 2016. His body was found when the couple's 11-year-old son called his father's cell phone and heard it ringing from inside the upstairs wall, but no one picked it up. Authorities said the boy had a neighbor notify police. The neighbor is Lular Carruth. She says the boy ran to her home next door crying. I said, "What's wrong?" Carruth said. He said, I think my mama done killed my daddy. When police arrived, they heard the cell phone ringing inside the attic crawl space behind a padlocked door inside a closet. They obtained a key from Twilly. Inside the crawl space, authorities said they found a large plastic tub with the victim's body encased in concrete and covered with clothes, dirt, cigarette butts, and other debris. The victim's hands and feet were handcuffed and his head was wrapped in several layers of plastic and duct tape. The cause of death was suffocation. He was such a good person to me. He was always friendly, Carruth said. I hate it for the kids because the kids, they just love they daddy. They love they daddy. I'm reading this verbatim, by the way. Starks Twilly told police.
Love me, my daddy.
They love they daddy. Starks Twilly told police she saw her husband alive early in that morning, but could not explain where he was between when she saw him alive and when police found him. She claimed a large hole she was digging in the backyard was for a garden. Starks Twilly has a criminal record with previous arrests of aggravated assault, attempted second-degree murder, and aggravated statutory rape. She was convicted on the rape charge in 2006 and placed on the sex offender registry. She faces a life sentence. Three children who were in the house were placed with a family member, police said. Well, that's lovely. So I get you can be a sexual offender and keep your children?
Oh, you didn't know that?
How do you think
I got my twins still?
I guess I just assumed that
I told you if you're not out of the closet until we're done recording. Go back now.
I'm sorry, Tony, I just had
to take care of something.
If you were a registered sexual offender, that you couldn't be around kids, period, including your own. But I guess that's not the case. Which makes total sense, because parents never do that to their kids. It's only like a huge percentage of sexual offenders. There you go. Another fucking law that makes no sense.
I really wish I had more elaborate information regarding said topic, but I'm a person that don't really have any experience in said topic. I can't really expand. And then when you toss it in to be such a gross, yucky feeling, grown-up words of those that are, you just kind of got to smile and nod, not say anything.
It's something that I always look at when I look for a house or something, or when I've done that, it's like I go to that registry and go, where are they living? And if it's like close by any means, like, nope, that one's out. So, I mean, I'm glad that's out there, but clearly it's not the most effective system in the world either. So there you go. Put him in the attic. God. That kid, that poor kid, he's going to be scarred for life. Remember when we done called Pa's phone? I don't know how they talk, but I'm just kind of guessing based
on... What state is this?
Tennessee. It's in Memphis.
You got it right. That's how he talk, yeah.
Yeah. Pa's phone done ring in the wall. And then the neighbor comes over and you find... how the fuck would you react? I think I'd just be running out of that house calling the police. And telling those kids, come over here and just hang out until the police come. And it's like, you don't want to... Just get the fuck out of that house. Get away from
the best way to describe it is, you know, when you go to a holiday gathering and you have Aunt Karen's homemade potato salad. If you grew up in Karen's household and you consumed a lot of potato salad... It would be the normal way of what potato salad consists of. Mm-hmm. Now, if Aunt Karen's potato salad had, like, you know, whipped cream in it or ketchup, to others would be like, that is really weird, Karen. Well, if you're one of Karen's children, it's normal to you. Now, just take that potato salad story and compare it to being a sex offender.
Comparing potato salad.
If you're involved in that, looking at it, you know, well, it's totally normal. Love me to my daddy. Yeah. If you're any other human who doesn't put ketchup in their homemade potato salad, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the kids are conditioned to a life, you know, that this is normal. That's normal. This is okay. And you trust that when you're a kid. You don't realize just how fucked up things are until you break out of it. I mean, it's like, you know, that's an example here of conditioning and, you know, abusing a child and, you know, mentally fucking with them. I mean, but it's also the same like that a cult does as well. That's why you can get adults that will be in cult-like situations and think, oh, this is normal. This is cool. Even if they realize it's kind of abnormal, if it becomes normal and it's normalized in such a way, that's how you get things like that too. It's amazing how influenceable human beings can be. As complex and as intelligent as we are as a species of creature, it can be incredibly dangerously ineffective and just flat out dumb sometimes. Not saying children, but especially adults, in terms of being influenced by things and how far that can go.
There's a yearning to be a part of something. So sometimes your brain will drop the level of intelligence to be welcomed. And if you combine situations where there's not a lot of learning or intelligence, and you combine that yearning to be a part, some folks can sadly be taken advantage of. You only have to hope that the other side, the taking advantage-er, has a conscience, has a backbone. And if they see an opportunity to seize the moment, that they choose to defer and not understanding they're dealing with somebody. And sadly, as we all know, there's a whole gamut of people in this world. So you just hope that very vulnerable, very gullible, very wanting to be a part of something does not match up with somebody that wants to take advantage of any situation possible.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's what we're seeing with QAnon and things like that. It's this massive group of people that's been disenfranchised in some way, shape, or form, and are so desperate to be part of something. And they're, this is like a deep rooted thing. And a lot of them will say, I don't need that. I don't, like, there's something in you that's making you think that, you know, JFK Jr. is alive and is this scruffy man going to your conferences. There's no other logical reason other than you are so desperate to be part of something that you'll believe crazy shit like that. I mean, the list of insanity in that group, it just goes on and on. But it's like that. But you stand on the side, and go, how the hell did this happen? How on earth? But that's what it is. It's that primal desire to be part of something. And I guess it speaks to that's your best option. Like, do we not have other options in this world for folks like that to be a part of something other than this? like, how does this speak to you? I guess it's that whole group when you get a big group that says, yeah, this shit's real. I don't know. It makes me wonder sometimes with that group if there's not just like somebody in the background of this that's posting to their message boards and shit. Like going, what's the craziest shit I can say right now? And let's see if they all believe it. And it's like the worst prank in the world because you've created like a movement on utter bullshit. And it's like, let's say this is what's going on. And all of a sudden, boom, they believe it. I wouldn't be surprised at anything that comes out of that group anymore. And did you see the JFK Jr. thing?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
So they believe JFK Jr. faked his death? Remember when he crashed in a plane circa like 1999 and his family died with him?
Yeah.
There's a part of this conspiracy theory with that group right now where they believe that he faked his death. He's coming back to become their leader. And they say that this one guy who I don't even want to say vaguely resembles him because he really doesn't, who's real scruffy, that's going to a lot of their gatherings and things like that, is JFK Jr. And that he and Donald Trump are Trump's going to somehow be reinstated. And then JFK Jr. is going to be his vice president, even though JFK Jr. was a staunch Democrat. And then somehow Trump will hand over the reins of power to JFK Jr. Then JFK Jr. will be our new president.
You know, when you're in the car and you're listening to a radio station and a song comes on that you just don't care at all or don't like?
Yeah.
That's what I just did.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's just like, what?
No interest. No interest.
It's like
zero.
Talking None. To a zero. It's like talking to a very drunk person that's like just out of their fucking mind.
No, no, that's my thing. You can think, and you, the people that are all in the, do it up. That's cool. That's awesome. That's great. That is your hobby.
Yeah. What a hobby.
If you like gardening, cool. Have a garden in your yard.
But since when
just don't invite me over to your garden.
Since when is insanity a hobby, though? That's the thing. We're not talking like
that. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
If they want to have insanity as a hobby, allow them to.
Yeah, until it starts affecting others and they start acting out. Gardening doesn't usually lead to violence.
So somebody that supposedly passed away, excuse me,
yeah,
somebody that did pass away in a plane crash, people thinking that they didn't, how is that detrimental to me in my everyday life?
Because things like this are what ends up fueling things like January 6th and movements.
That's a very far stretch.
No, it's all part of their group. I mean, it's just one element of like 500 insane things.
Okay.
And then when they don't pan out, then they act out.
Okay.
Which
so
is what
January 6th was terrible, but how does that affect me?
Well, it would have affected you had they effectively overthrown the government, had they not been stopped. Those sort of things.
Again, how does it affect me? Opening a door for somebody and not being a dick and smiling at strangers and
being
spreading
nice is
positivity.
Fine. Sure. No, that's good. But that's a completely different topic.
Is it?
Being a nice person is good.
Because if negative can grow and get momentum and become contagious, that starts with thinking that somebody that's dead isn't. On the flip side, so can positivity. Being nice to a stranger can then perhaps change their day, where on the extreme spectrum, they could kill themselves. But hey, there was this person who smiled at me or bought a cup of coffee for me or hold the door.
Sure.
So guess what? Maybe I'm not going to go in a mall and shoot people. So as if the negative and the conspiracy can be so much where one person that is dead, people think they aren't, and you can connect the dot to the capital shit show. Well, then you also have to respect that something so simple and minuscule as being positive.
I see what you're saying.
And then go to the extreme spectrum of that.
Okay, I get
that's what's so confusing
what
about this is on the negative side, oh well, this definitely correlates to that. Well, what about the positive? Well, no. And my whole thing is, if you're gonna have the connecting of the dots on one side, you have to do it on the other, or you are in the same clearance bin at a Gordman's of people that are stupid and this side of the other that people just want to bitch about because, oh my God, how could they think that? Well, you're thinking the same because you attach it on one side, but you don't attach it on the other.
I get what you're saying. I see how you're connecting that now. And I agree. I mean, I think that little thing can really make a big difference. I guess I just wish there was more of it. I'm not saying that that's wrong by any means. That's great. It's just,
and this goes back to prior episodes that we talked about. There is the same amount of it, but our brains,
we don't absorb
it. Shock, awe.
Yeah.
There's just as much positive, but guess what? The way that we consume that, as much as we'd like to think that it is objective and it's like a library, it's not. The outlets, regardless, your blue, red, yellow, again,
sure,
who cares? They're a business. They're for profit. So if they could have you and me listen, that's cool. If they could have this, the amount of people the size of Detroit, Michigan, that's better.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the same amount of stuff happening in the world. It's just a matter of what we are consuming.
Sure. And absorbing. And that's the biggest thing. Because you can hear 10 positive comments about yourself, and you get one negative, and the one you're going to remember is the negative, and that's the one you end up, you know, simmering on. So I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So again, it all comes down to bring it back the truck up, take a deep breath. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it super easy to bitch and get on this express to shitville? Is it a little harder to self-assess and look at the positive?
Sure.
What do we do?
Yeah, I got you.
That's boring.
Speaking of the positive, the remains of a daughter's found buried in Pennsylvania backyard. Mother and partner arrested. The remains of two young girls found in Hepburn Township backyard were identified on Monday. old Lycoming Township Police Chief Chris Kierner said in a news release that a 6-year-old Nicole Elizabeth Snyder and 4-year-old Jasmine Jean Snyder died or were killed and buried at 653 Livermore Road in 2016 and 17, respectively. The girls' remains are reportedly brought to Erie, Pennsylvania, to be reviewed and analyzed by a forensic anthropologist. Kieran announced in another release that 32-year-old Marie Snyder, mother of the girls, and her 26-year-old partner, Echo Butler, were arrested November 4th and charged with child endangerment and obstruction. Snyder and Butler were reportedly taken into custody at an old Lycoming Township police arrest warrant by United States Marshals Service and Lycoming County Sheriff's Office Fugitive Task Force. According to the Williamsport Sun-Gazette, the father reportedly had not seen his daughter since 2015, which happens to be the same year they last had contact with medical, court, or other personnel. In September, officials who allegedly told that the daughters were living with a friend in another state, but they never received a name or further details. The old Lycoming Township Police Department said the United States Marshals Service and the Sheriff's Office Fugitive Task Force arrested Snyder and Butler November 4th after obtaining warrants on them. Officials also received a search warrant to look for remains in Snyder's house. The case has been classified as a homicide investigation, and in a news release, Kierner added, an investigation into the manner of death, motive, and the timeline of events continues to be explored by law enforcement. Snyder's son was taken into custody by the Children and Youth Services Department. According to the Williamsport Sun-Gazette, the agency began an investigation in early September after reports of potential neglect. Snyder and Butler were held without bail pending a November 17th preliminary hearing. I guess my question is, you haven't seen your child since 2015, and now you're just kind of like, yeah, I don't know what's up.
Whoops.
I understand, like, distant relationships and things like that, but it's like, not heard at all from them? These are small children. I don't know what the relationship there was with the father. I mean, he may be a deadbeat or some. I have no idea, but I guess just like now someone's going, what happened to those kids?
I was, you know, it was bridge night. I was busy. Then I had book club. You know, I just, time got away from me and I didn't realize that little Duncan was missing for a couple of years.
How many cases do you think there are out there where,
more than we think,
like this, with kids going missing and there's like no real family unit and there's nobody other than those that are like directly in front of them that kind of give a shit? There's no grandparents, there's no brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, none of that. And if that child goes missing and nobody reports it, that, I mean, fuck, I mean, look at this. I mean, almost, you know, it's almost 7 years since these kids went missing. And we're just now going, huh, I wonder where your kids are.
Such a positive view and all these thoughts that you're that you're uncovering. Like when you're gardening and you pull a rock up and there's all those worms and bugs, like, just let them be under the rock.
I don't know what the positive view would be on any of this other than it's like, this is, I wonder how rampant this sort of thing is. And especially like today, there's a lot more safeguards in place, I think, that would hopefully kind of catch this sort of thing. But what I'm wondering about is like way back, you know, in the day prior to technology and things of that nature and tracking things, or was this more, you know, prevalent back then, especially when people were like openly abusing their children and it was like socially somewhat acceptable in a fucked up way where it's like, yeah, you get the switch out and that's what you do to discipline the kid. And everybody's like, yeah, that's what I do too. When people were much more, I guess, ready to like hit your kid and potentially seriously harm them, how many times did that like end in death, like accidentally? Then the parents are like, shit, we gotta go bury him out by the garden. And it's just like, and then they're just, they died. No investigations, they passed and we buried him out back.
Good thing is current day that even if you are not in the most wealthy family, you more than likely have some type of electronic device that has a tracking device in it.
Yeah.
So should said child go missing, albeit the piece of electronic is dead, but technology is continuing to assist. Even if something is dead, you can track it. So yeah, that's a positive of screen time.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a fun one. Someone who posed as a medical examiner, a jury convicted the Leawood man of six criminal charges. What an interesting thing to fake. Sean Parcells achieved cable news notoriety in 2014 by posing as an expert in the investigation into the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. A Leawood resident who had no medical degree but promoted himself as a medical examiner has been convicted of six criminal charges related to autopsies he illegally performed. Following a three-day trial, a Wabanese County jail found Sean Parcells, 42, guilty of three counts of felony theft and three misdemeanor counts of criminal desecration. Sentencing has been set for January 10th. A pending civil suit filed by Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt alleges that Parcells duped at least 82 consumers into shelling out money for autopsies he did not complete in accordance with Kansas law. Parcells achieved cable news notoriety in 2014 by posing as an expert in the investigation into fatal police shootings of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Although he held himself out as a forensic pathology expert in multiple cable news appearances following Brown's death, a CNN investigation in 2013 revealed that he did not have a medical degree and he had exaggerated other credentials. The jury in the criminal case found that Parcells had unlawfully obtained money from Wabanese County to perform autopsies in three cases. According to a news release from Schmidt's office, the release said that Parcells also performed autopsies in the cases in 2014 and 15 without a pathologist performing them in violation of Kansas law. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has taken control of and cataloged more than 1,600 blood samples and slides collected by Parcells. The samples are being released to family members upon verified request. Parcells has a life sciences degree from Kansas State University, but never earned a medical degree. He offered autopsy services under a variety of business names, including National Autopsy Services in Topeka. So you, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm going to open an autopsy business, and who's going to be any wiser? That's
getting back to the earlier chat as far as how gullible folks are. I mean, something that was so terrible that Ferguson, I mean, you talk about emotions and searching for information.
Sure.
How the death happened. I mean,
and you're
looking back on it, who would, when you talk to a medical examiner, if you're just a, not a member of law enforcement, do you really ask for credentials? Like,
well, yeah,
you're the medical examiner.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you just, you, if you're a family member and you're going, I want an autopsy on this, but you know, maybe the state or something won't perform it and you have to pay for it yourself, you're going to look up people who do autopsies. And if that comes up, you're not necessarily sitting there doing a John Stossel investigation into that person's credentials. You just assume, as anyone would, that if your business is out there and listed as an autopsy performing service company, they're probably legit, because who the fuck would fake that? Well, here's your answer. This guy. It's just like, what? Wow. 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 I wonder with someone like that, like, did he know, like, did in his mind, what was he thinking? You know, I know enough to do this, even though I don't have the degree. So who cares? I'm, you know, just kind of that arrogant narcissism attitude of, I'm good enough for this. I don't need that piece of paper, you know, or did the whole time, did he know he was scamming people? Because you could go mental illness or you could go just like pathological scammer. And I don't know what that would be in this case.
We'd call our resident psychologist in after we get the assessment of that to find out that, you're not really a psychologist. You just work at the convenience store. You just,
you work at
and
Burger
it just
King?
Multiplies upon multiplies.
It's to get on the main networks, you know, that takes a bit of work and they usually kind of have their go-to people. But I could almost guarantee it wouldn't be all that hard to get to local stations when shit's going down and saying, hey, I'm an expert in this field. You know, I'm available if you'd like, you know, to talk with me on your the 9 a.m. hour of Topeka today or whatever the hell it is. Because they need guests. It's not hard to do that and get on. And if you faked something, trust me, Skippy in the newsroom, probably not checking your credentials all that deeply. So
we have an hour of local news coverage. We need to fill it
every day with content.
Get them on the line.
So somebody calls up and offers their service. That just saved you as a producer, you know, a fucking hour of your day or more trying to track that down. This guy, oh, he's in, okay, great. Can you be here at like at 8:35? There'll be some donuts out in the waiting room. Wear your mask out there. But then we get into the studio, we'll take it off. And then you can tell us everything that you know. That would be interesting to do. I think, like, didn't Borat do that or Sacha Baron Cohen? I think he did that to a local station in Wichita when I was there. He did. I remember that. I don't remember what the topic was. I believe it was, I think he was doing Borat or, I don't remember which character it was at the time. But I remember the, whoever the editor or whoever was doing the bookings, ended up getting fired because it, you know, he was filming this for one of the movies. I don't believe the segment ever aired, but it was, once they figured it out, they're like, you didn't check this guy out at all. And nope. And, they lost their job. I remember that happening. So it happens. It's called,
and this was in what city?
It was in Wichita. It was at Channel 12. I remember it. Yeah. Because then there was another bit where he was like dancing in the airport. That was caught on security cameras. And it was, there was like synchronized dancing going on by like the baggage claim. Like, what the hell is this? They were just putting together, you know, scenes for the film. In St. Louis, a serial killer or a suspected serial killer arrested during a return from Kansas City. We don't get a lot of like current serial killer stuff anymore. So often it's, you know, it's like kind of one-off murders. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says that a serial killer was arrested while coming back to St. Louis over the weekend. He was taken into custody while traveling by train from Kansas City back to St. Louis at a stop in Independence, Missouri. The FBI says that Perez Reed, 25, shot at least six victims with the same .40 caliber gun. Four of his victims died from their wounds. The FBI says that Reed lived in St. Louis but traveled to Kansas City, Kansas, where the two victims were shot and killed in the same manner as the shooting in St. Louis. He is scheduled to appear in court. The four homicides and two shootings that Reed may be connected to in the St. Louis area happened in September. Investigators say Reed shot some of the victims in the same distinctive manner. The FBI said he's responsible for four homicides in St. Louis. Police say that he may be connected to more killings. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department sent some information to the St. Louis Police Department about a suspect and shooting there. The cooperation helped put all the crimes together. The federal agencies were added to the investigation, and that led to the arrest in Missouri. We got a violent offender off the streets, and without the cooperation, that would not have gotten done, said St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Bell. There does not appear to be any connection between the victims. They did not know each other. Detectives will be applying for murder charges at the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. Police say that Reed was apprehended by federal agents for interstate transportation of a firearm with intent to commit a felony. FBI agents said Reed was in possession of a .40 caliber handgun that matched shell casings located at least three crime scenes. The handgun also matched casings at several murders in the city of St. Louis. St. Louis police now believe that Reed may be connected to the killings of Pamela Abercrombie, 49, and Casey Ross, 24. They both died in September. Investigators had asked the police and the public, rather, for help to solve those connected crimes. There was evidence that indicates these are related. Major Sean Dance said in October, as far as Wright, we cannot go into what the evidence is. Reed may also have been involved in the shooting of the 4500 block of Adelaide on September 16th. A 28-year-old woman was shot in the face around 10:30 p.m. She was taken to the hospital and survived. Ross's body was found in a vacant lot near the 1500 block of Mulfani on September 19th around noon. She was suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. So there's a lot of people that it looks like he killed. what I'm wondering, is this a serial killer or is this a hitman?
Will we ever know?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, unless we find out more, which I'm sure we'll figure out, but like, were these all completely random or was, you know, is this somebody who, you know, was for hire?
I'm going to have to do a little bit further investigating on that and give my full report here in 6 to 8 weeks.
I guess being a hitman could be looked at as being a serial killer though too, couldn't it? I mean, if you repeat your crimes over and over, granted you're being paid or you're getting some sort of compensation for being this hit person, but you're still committing murder over and over. Does that make you a serial killer? Because there's that other motive, you know, in there, does that change exactly what we're looking at?
Alexa, does a hitman... Alexa, stop playing REO Speedwagon. Does a hitman who makes a lot of hits, synonym for serial killer?
What did Alexa
say? She misunderstood me. I got this Subway menu for lunch. I apologize.
Well, there you go. The Cajun chicken. Go for that. Try that. There you go. Lots of happy stories today here on the dark side of
a lot of death today. Yeah. A lot of death. I was waiting for the drive-through customer at Wendy's. Her fries were not hot enough. A lot of death today.
Well, that's the good thing now, because if you get the non-hot fries and you're really upset about it when you get home, now you can pop open a bottle of Arby's vodka. Which they have two delicious flavors, the French fry, regular, and then the curly French fry flavored vodka, which sounds absolutely disturbing and disgusting.
But you would get it.
I would probably try it just out of morbid curiosity.
The origins of the spices in the curly fries, they have notes of that in the vodka. So Arby says it is a phenomenal pairing, because really when you go to Arby's and you get your meats and your curly fries to solidify your great eating and drinking choices, wash it down with some Arby's vodka.
What if you just like walked into an Arby's, ordered, and then just open up like your paper bag, you set your bottle of vodka down on the counter and just started drinking it like straight out of the bottle with your curly fries? This is a great pairing. This is wonderful.
$60 a bottle, 12 states. Oh, it'll be available in starting November 18th.
It's got to be gross. I don't know. Maybe in a Bloody Mary, you know. Years ago, I had a bottle of bacon vodka that was sent to me, and that I just ended up dumping out. But it tasted like, not like real bacon, it tasted like those bakos, like the fake bacon bits that are made out of like soy or whatever. Just super salty and really artificial tasting. It was okay in a Bloody Mary, but even that it kind of made taste more artificial than anything else. I can only imagine what Arby's vodka is going to be like. Why don't, like, we should have like a McDonald's one, like a Big Mac one, and all various fast foods. Although I doubt McDonald's would ever connect their name to vodka.
I mean, would you think Arby's would before this announcement?
Yeah, Arby's is a little more crazy. They have a different kind of attitude, I think. And so I'm not surprised Arby's doing it, but I think some Taco Bell, maybe like a Taco Bell tequila or Taco Bell margarita mix. I could see that happening because they do a lot of consumer type products too. Or even better, Chi-Chi's. Remember Chi-Chi's?
Yeah.
I think they still have product in stores, but there's like no existing ones in the U.S. anymore. That would be interesting. Anyway, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side Of. If you like the show, please become a supporter. Go to darksidepod.com or search Dark Side Of on Patreon. Until next time, for Sean, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.
Your inbox is blowing up and your stomach is growling louder than your team meeting. and somehow you're expected to function. Slide into 7-Eleven and grab a breakfast bundle. Grab any breakfast sandwich, like our delicious sausage, egg, and cheese waffle sandwich, waffle tots, and a Monster, Celsius, or Red Bull to jumpstart your day. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores, see app for full terms.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.